Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us again this evening, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Do want to start the interview asking, obviously, there's been some stuff happening, you know, with your health recently, and I just sort of want to check in with you and give us an update of how you're doing.
Well, pretty good. I went to the Watkins Spine Clinic in Marina Del Rey and had neck surgery done, and I'm good. You know, it's only been 2 weeks since the surgery, but you know, everything's healed really well, and I'll be heading down to South America on November 7th to finish our South American leg and close out 2011 and get ready for next year with Gigantor.
Oh my gosh, and Gigantor, that announcement happened recently. Huge lineup. Motorhead, Volbeat, Lacuna Coil, and obviously Megadeth. So exciting. And, you know, really exciting that Gigantor is being relaunched. What is it about those bands that best fits your vision for Gigantor?
This time around is a little different than when it initially started. In the beginning, Gigantor was all about guitar playing. And as it's kind of grown over the years, you know, smaller, more boutique-y kind of thing because of so many other huge corporate-sponsored tours, I just kind of wanted to, you know, make it have a cool factor. You know, Motorhead's a very cool band. Volbeat's got a new record out with a good buzz on it, and you know, Lacuna Coil's been a band that Megadeth has worked with in the past when we had Christina sing on A Tool Alone. So, you know, we've had a lot of really good success with those bands in the past, and really looking forward to seeing what Gigantor does.
Well, I, for one, cannot wait for that tour. It's Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. We're going to premiere new music from the upcoming Megadeth album, 13, after this. Full Metal Jackie with Megadeth and Tornado of Souls. We've got Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. The new album, 13, comes out in stores November 1st. We're going to be premiering new music from it in just a bit. And 13 is Dave Ellefson's first Megadeth album in 10 years. Which song on 13 really showcases why his style is still such a huge part of Megadeth?
The whole record pretty much describes David Ellefson's worth to the band. Although, you know, Megadeth has always been, you know, my vision. You know, when I left New York, I didn't stop in Minnesota on the way home. You know, I'm very, very happy to have him back in the band. He, the time that we spent apart, which was about 8 years after, you know, we had our little falling out, you know, with everything, I knew what caliber of a musician he was, you know, being a producer, being a writer, being a band leader, all that kind of stuff. And when we got back together again, I listened to his performance, and he's gotten way better. It's really cool. You know, you kind of look at bands as they mature, you get diminishing returns as the musicians lose their hair, and then they lose their ability to play, and then they start looking like an old prune. And you know, Dave still's he's still got his chops. He's still fun to be around. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm sure he's capable of pissing me off if he wanted to, but I'm sure that goes two ways. And I'm just glad that he's gotten along with Chris and Sean, because, you know, face it, David Ellefson is the new guy in the band.
Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. We're going to premiere a new song in just a bit. Right now, one of the bands on next year's Gigantor. This is Volbeat with 7 Shots. Full Metal Jackie, that was Volbeat and 7 Shots. They are part of Gigantor, which is coming back in 2012. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show. The new Megadeth album, 13, comes out in stores November 1st. I want to premiere new music from it right now. Dave, what can you tell us about the song Whose Life Is It Anyways?
Whose Life was a song that when we were in the studio with Johnny, you know, we only had 2 months to do this record, so we were forced to really, really pull off a miracle. And I think that we did a pretty good job doing it. You know, when we got to that particular song, we'd gotten a lot of the types of atypical Megadeth songs written and on the record. So when Whose Life came around, it was almost like, wow, this is really something different. And it reminded me a lot of, like, back in 1992 when, you know, a lot of the punk bands and the alternative bands were all vying for the same piece of property with the metal bands. And there was that, there was just like a split second of divinity where all the music kind of almost could have been anybody, you know. I listened to the, you know, the hook line and the chorus on it, and it reminds me a lot of back when I was a kid too. There was a song where this guy was saying, you know, you can't even run your own life, I'll be damned if you run mine. And I thought, wow, you know, that's probably pretty fitting still. You know, you've got people telling us how to live our lives, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, whose life is it anyways? It's mine. I'm the one who has to do the time when you know, stuff goes wrong. I, you know, if I make a bad decision, it's my flesh that pays the bill. And a lot of times in our business, you know this, we have people who work with us and for us, and you know, as soon as we run out of blood, they're on to the next person. And that's sad.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Premiere for you here on the show. Megadeth, new music from 13, which comes out in stores November 1st. This is Whose Life Is It Anyways? It's Full Metal Jackie. A premiere for you on the show. Again, that was Megadeth with Whose Life Is It Anyways? Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us. And again, 13 is coming out in stores November 1st. And Dave, what about 13 do you think will stand the test of time and make you proud when you look back and listen 10 years from now or 20 years from now?
Well, a lot of things have transpired with this particular record because there was a lot of good stuff that took place. You know, when we started this record, I was absolutely 100% committed to never, ever work with Roadrunner again. But they have really turned things around, and I'm really excited. I'm very optimistic about them. You know, it doesn't mean that they're going to treat other bands like they treat us, but it's definitely turned around, and it's really put a smile on my face and giving us a lot of hope that, you know, we're going to have a really successful tour and that there's going to be a future with us with them. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, because 2012 we're supposed to all be gone, you know, the whole Mayan stuff and you know, who knows what's going to happen with our economy and our government anymore. But I can tell you this much: I look at this record, and I can go into the studio and listen to it now, and hear parts in it, and just go, man, I'm so glad we did that. Instead of where you go into the studio and you're kind of like, well, okay, that part's there, and I kind of wish that part wasn't there, you know.
Totally. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Dave Mustaine on the show with us talking about the new Megadeth album, 13, which comes out November 1st. Still to come tonight, we've got the boys from Skeleton Witch joining us. We're going to play another Gigantor 2012 band and talk more with Dave after this. It's Full Metal Jackie with Motorhead and Killed by Death. Motorhead, part of Gigantor 2012. An amazing lineup. Megadeth, Volbeat, Lacuna Coil, Motorhead. I mean, that is going to be awesome. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth joins us on the show tonight. And speaking of shows, I do want to talk about the Big Four show, which recently happened in New York. I was at the West Coast date, and it was awesome. I did not get a chance to go to the New York date, but anybody I talked to was, like, affected by it for days. Even, like, a week later, they're, like, still getting over the Big Four show. Now, Dave, you were in a lot of pain during this show. So tell us what the experience was like for you.
Well, and remember, I was hospitalized right before that, and I had actually called management and canceled that show because I had to have emergency surgery. I said, you know what, I'm gonna do this show. So they wrapped me up in an ambulance and tucked me in the bottom of a plane, and we went, not really, but I got in the plane and went to New York. It's kind of uncool sitting backstage with a neck brace on and being full of, you know, 2 or 3 gallons of steroids, but, you know, I did the show. The bummer was, after the show, there was supposed to have been a party that everybody was going to go to, and I just couldn't go to it. I just could not physically bring myself to be around anybody because of the pain, and I needed to get back to get the surgery, and missed out on it because I looked at the new Guitar World magazine and James was saying that, you know, those guys had something planned for me that night and I better watch my back. And I know he was just kidding. I imagine it was probably something really fun, and I'm disappointed I missed out on that. But I can tell you the concert itself was really good. There's a lot of people there too.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what that must have felt like. I saw the pictures and what that must be like for you to stand on stage and look out at that crowd, you know, in New York.
Well, I didn't look very far. I mean, I couldn't lift my head up very much. And, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, I had to have surgery done on my neck, and I should have done that before I went. So I did my best. I think I did pretty good. You know, the videos that you know, we've seen on YouTube and the comments from everybody, no one knew that I was in that much pain. Nobody even knew that I was, you know, in the hospital. And, you know, I guess that's a testimony to going out and doing your job and you know, letting the music do the talking. But I got to tell you, if I had it to do over again, I probably would have just said forget it.
Oh, well, I really hope you start feeling way better soon, and I appreciate you calling in and being on the show and premiering the song for us tonight, especially in your state.
Yeah, well, you know, I do want to say this. I love my Big Four brothers. We all have such a great friendship again right now, and now that this is behind me, I don't see there being any problems in the foreseeable future with my health. I feel great. You know, like I said, I drove all the way up by your neck of the woods to get the surgery done because, you know, down here in San Diego, the guy was using a fishing knife, and I was like, forget it, dude. But, everything's great. It's ready to go.
Fantastic.
Ready to go.
Looking forward to seeing you again soon. So thanks so much, Dave.
Oh, you're welcome, Jackie. You rule.